do I have to shout or like say, wake up? All right. So this session is going to be about building applications with Power Apps, Microsoft Flow, and Office 365. So it's sort of like gets all the beauty from the previous session, which is basically Serge did it. This session is going to put all these things together in order to understand how to build applications without needing to write code, and also probably would extend our business applications in order to build applications. So thanks to our sponsors for this SPS Warsaw. I was almost going to say SPS Oslo, by the way. And just a little bit about me. I'm basically a developer, heart and soul. Been working for more than 13 years with development and interested about Microsoft technology. A little bit business focused. So basically workflows really fascinates me. And I've been working with a lot of tools across my career, but I've been working with a lot of Power Apps, Microsoft Flow and stuff. But I'm not working with them right now as for projects, but I look at them from time to time, and I'm fascinated about these parts. Yeah. And speaking of which, I'm also an SPS Oslo organizer. And this year, we're actually inviting Jeff Tepper. If anybody knows Jeff Tepper, so Jeff Tepper is going to be the keynote speaker for this year. So everybody's invited to come. So now it's actually, we opened up a super early bird tickets, and they got sold out overnight in less than 12 hours. So this guy is known for, to be he's the head department of SharePoint and OneDrive in Microsoft Redmond. So he's called the father of SharePoint. So he basically, a guy that is actually down to earth. So, Luke, I'm your father. Okay. So do we have this thing that actually moves the, because I'd like to move around, do we have this remote control that controls the slide? No? Okay, I'll just use the mouse, no problem. Okay, so Office 365 and Microsoft Flow and Power Apps. So in most of our business solutions that we do day to day, the solution for those applications that we're doing is just one thing. And that one thing that we're actually doing is basically it's you. So you are responsible for doing sometimes the automation. You are responsible for doing the synchronization, integration, the different things that you do in today-to-day applications. So in order to do that, Microsoft have supplied us with Microsoft Flow, which is bring us to the first thing. I'm not going to be touching a lot about this because I think that Serge have already spoke about that. But I'll just get back a little bit because there's a funny thing about this slide. I was doing an introduction on Microsoft Flow and SPS Oslo. And the minute that I was saying the only solution is you, there was a guy coming into the room. He was just like, me? So it was like embarrassed. I was like, I'm sorry I crashed into your session. So with Microsoft Flow, you could basically get notifications, synchronize file, and do all the nice thing that Serge have already talked about. So I'm going to be not touching a lot. I'll be doing demos at the very end. So the demos at the very end. So we'll be just going through the stuff that we're going to be talking about and all, let's say, the chit-chat about the business applications. First of all, do anybody remember from Serge's session, what was the main things in any workflow scenario? Anybody knows? There's a main components for each and every workflow. What is it? Two main components. Anybody remembers? Trigger. That's correct. And the other thing, what is it? Action. Thank you. So it's two important things that you need to think about when building an application, or at least when you're building a workflow. Trigger, what actually, there's something needs to happen in order to initiate a workflow, and there's set of actions that you need to do, or probably set of triggers as well that comes later on. But this thing is very important when it comes, you want to differentiate between two different things, because also Serge touched on Logic Apps, and he said that the Microsoft Flow is built on top of Logic Apps. And this is what actually the main difference. The workflow, the Microsoft Flow is actually is a triggered based. So it's an event. So when an event happens, there's a set of actions is basically happening right away. But with Logic Apps, it's actually an integration server. It's more like an integration. It's not a server, but it's an integration service. So what actually happens is just sitting there and waiting for something to happen and keep asking, is there anything happened? Anything happened? Anything happened with intervals? So this is the main two differences. And with Microsoft Flow, if the event happened and the workflow didn't trigger, you're lost forever. Because it won't, you have to wait until the next time this event happens in order to trigger the workflow. But it's totally different with Logic Apps. Because in Logic Apps, what happens is when something happens, it does not trigger anything. Because the integration server or the integration service is waiting for that trigger. It's just asking, did it happen? Did it happen? This is how it works. So as we seen before, there's hundreds of templates that you could start with in Microsoft Flow. And you could just start right away. You could just type whatever template you want to begin with. And there's multiple APIs that you can integrate with. And I will show you also how to integrate with APIs in Power Apps as well, not only in Microsoft Flow. So this is for Microsoft Flow. And we move on to Power Apps. So in any application, it's really hard when you're building a business application, it's really hard to keep everybody happy. Because there are two different teams that we're dealing with. So we could see here that there are the IT teams, they want something secure, scalable, managed, integrated, and compliant. But on the other side, for the application that you're building, you want something fast, interactive, cross-platform, and beautiful and easy. This is from a business perspective. And then there's actually a small amount of, with customization, we could address a small amount of applications. And also we could have some of the other SaaS applications that are, or services that are available, we could address some of the application. But what about the rest of the applications that are there? What about the rest of them, the rest of the scenarios that we have? So this is where actually Power Apps become handy. Yeah. So with Power Apps, you could connect, create apps, and then you could also use them in a different platforms. And also you could integrate as well. You could integrate with different APIs. Yeah. And also you could go mobile. So it's not only about, it's also integration. So you could approach or you could build application that you could have different platforms that you could run those application on. So there's no limit. It's not like a desktop application or it's not a web application anymore. It's actually platform independent where you could use it for mobile, web, or desktop. But the important question is right now, where is SharePoint in all this? So we're just asking about, we're talking about Office 365 and talking about all the tools that are around SharePoint, but where is SharePoint in all that? Now, everybody knows from the Office 365 extensibility, we also have a button that right now with the modern list where you could add a workflow. So with the extensibility, it's just giving me a kind of like a hidden message. So if you want to do flows, you need to use this. Just like the way it used to be on SharePoint on-prem. You remember like when you want to do workflows, it opened up like the workflow in SharePoint Designer. So it's almost the same. And what I think of is The Microsoft Flow is a successor to SharePoint Designer. It's getting there, but one step at a time. So I'm not going to be going through this because Serge talked about this, but he didn't talk about that, so I'm going to be touching on this. So it actually supports the read feature that's supported in Microsoft Flow, something that you need to take care of. So if you're doing kind of like an integration with a list in SharePoint, or if you're connecting to a list in SharePoint, these are the things that you need to take care of. So you need to understand everything is supported except for the person. It's only one person. So if there's like multiple persons within the flow, if you're trying to do kind of like flow and multiple persons and you're checking the persons, you can't only do it for one person. You can't do it for multiple. Okay, as for the write, if you want to write to SharePoint from flow, these are the supported scenarios. Person, you can't, lookup, choice, and metadata are not supported yet. They're getting there, but they're not supported for now. Take a picture with me. All right. As for Office 365 extensibility, it's the same thing as well for the Power Apps. So you could see that with the modern also view for the list, there's something that if you want to build a form, or if you want to interact with this list, you could use as well the Power Apps. You could see the Power App button there. And just like the way for Microsoft Flow, this is a successor for InfoPath. And everybody knows that InfoPath is dead. So now this is actually can't come to replace this. Now, speaking from my own experience, I'm working with Power Apps. It's really powerful on most of the platforms, but it still needs some work on mobile. But despite that, I will show you a demo on mobile. Okay, so user Power Apps for form, like an input form, for example. Or maybe you could view, sort, or filter SharePoint. And probably you could just do some... SharePoint will work as a backend at this scenario. So this is the supported read and write features within Power Apps. I think that everybody understands we're talking about Power Apps because I changed the background. So, okay, so we're not talking about Flow anymore. All right? It does not support managed metadata. Boo. All right. This is the supported filter operations. Search, and what I mean by search here, is the search service. I mean, like to integrate with the search service that is with SharePoint. Okay, so Power Apps and Flow, they're meant to be together with SharePoint. So put a ring on it. Okay, I think that you've already seen this slide. And I'm not going to be touching a lot about this slide because I think that Serge have already talked about that. But my idea of showing this is when you're thinking about building an application, you can't think anymore in isolation of everything that is happening around. Like, for example, now we have Office 365, and it used to be like SharePoint Online, but I think that SharePoint has lost its identity. It's no longer the SharePoint that you know, and it's actually touching on the same question that Vlad asked at the keynote. He said that SharePoint has actually changed. Everybody changed the way they're working. And when you are now working, you want to build an application, you don't have to be kind of like service-oriented, or you have to think about what you want and do it then as you go. You don't think about, okay, I'm just going to do it SharePoint, and that's it. No, that's not the right way to do it. So that's why you need to look at the stack when you're actually building application. And this is kind of like from an end user or business perspective. So if you want to build Power Apps, Flow and stuff, the basic stuff, just drag and drop and do this stuff, it's easy. But it does not stop here. It actually, if you want to do more efficient work, I don't know if it was the same slide at Serge's session. So if you want to do more, so you could extend, that's not a problem. And then there comes the connected across all the apps, which we have the common data model and the connectors gateway. I know that everybody have already seen this slide. And they're saying, "Well, what the hell? Just saying the same words every session." But it's really important to have a really crystallized idea when you are building a business application, how all things tied up together. So the Power Apps and Flow are the tools for business users for building a business applications. And I hope when you're seeing the demo will be, you know, down-jawed, just like Hillary Clinton. Okay. We're reaching to the demo, so I think I'm using my time really wisely. I'm going to finish on time. I'll spend more time on demos. So who are the audiences for Flow? So the audiences for Flow are basically the business users and specialists who want, let's say, just to do stuff like drag and drop, do send synchronize stuff the basic way, send notification the basic way. Just do, if we could call it the out of the box feature, just like we say in SharePoint, but do the basic stuff. And as you can see from this diagram, that you could build quite a sophisticated applications or flows with kind of like a lot of volume, despite that you, so basically it's giving you enablers as a business user to build an application easily. They don't have to get back to developers or IT pros or whatever. So it's easier to build now. But yet again, if you want to build with more sophistication, you can do that. As we've seen from the one before, and as we've seen that if you want to extend and have more sophistication for like IT pros and developers, you could build your stuff on top of Logic apps. So I'll just give you a really quick example. So if you're trying like to sync files that you drop them in your Dropbox and you want to have them on OneDrive, that's something like you could do as business users. But if you're actually filtering some stuff and you want to put them on in a different places for documents, and you want to have something that is robust for your client, that he want to integrate the documents and put them in different repositories, this is where you use Logic apps. And I'll repeat it again. Why? Because Logic apps is not event driven. It's actually asking the trigger each and every time. Did it trigger? Did it trigger? Or not? Did it trigger or not? But at the Microsoft Flow is actually, if caught up the event, it will continue the sequence of action. If not, lost forever. So we'll start by our first demo, and I hope I don't burn just like this guy. Now he's just doing a demo. So in the context of SharePoint. So let's move on to the first demo. Okay. Can't see the mouse. Okay. Because I extended, I think I need to duplicate is smarter at this point. Hello. Okay. So now you start by SharePoint. So we have this site. It's called SharePoint Saturday. The first thing that I've actually needed to do in the context of SharePoint is the SPS expenses. So I've opened up this. So because I'm traveling on SPS events, and I need to kind of like put in some sort of like a formula in order to put all the documents that are or all the receipts that I do. So in order to do that, I go to this library, Flow, and then create Flow. And all it on the side, it actually gives me the options in order to do that. And as you can see, save my email attachments to SharePoint document library. So when I do, I want to report an expense, probably send it to my boss. So what I do is just send that email and copy probably myself or send it to myself as well. So when I reach it, it filter it and it checks if it actually contains SPS expenses in the subject. It will throw all the documents that they need. It will throw them in. So if I click on this, it will take me now to Flow. And that's depending on how fast is the connection. We got it, yeah. So now it's just loading up the connectors that I have in Microsoft Flow. Or I could just go here and just turn this on and go and just open it up. It's just taking so much time. I'll just save some time because I'm doing some stuff at the Power Apps. Okay, so what it's saying on a new email, just check if the subject contains SPS expenses. And then there's a loop, and it actually checks the attachments that are available within the email. It just sends them to that site that I have into the folder path of SPS expenses, which is available within the list, and then take the name and the content, which is, the content is just basically the binary for that document. So I'll just close that, and we turn it on. Oh, so it does not open in a menu. Just sign in. Just need to send an email to myself with SPS expenses. We're getting to the nice parts of, so I'll just send it to myself. I'll just write here SPS expenses. All right, just add an attachment. Just add any attachment next. Attach as a copy. Just 15 kilobytes, come on. I can't believe it. All right, so I'll just send that. Just wait for the flow to trigger. So if it didn't trigger, actually the thing that I told you about just happened. So just waiting. So just one day ago it actually triggered. I didn't got the email yet. Should get the email right now. Yeah, there you go. In any event, so we'll just see. No, it didn't trigger. Anyways, so what actually happens, just like I showed you from the demo, is just check the attachments that are within, so how many attachments you have, it doesn't matter, because there's no threshold on that. Checks all the attachments that you have, and just throws them there. Okay? Just one last time, just check here. Hey! Okay. So remember, that's the document that I put in my email. So now got in here. So also, if you have a folder structure, you could just extend from that, put in the conditions that you want into your flow, and then you have something very simple. That's from a Microsoft Flow perspective. All right. So what I'm going to do... Okay. So the next thing is... we have a vacation list. So as a manager, I think that it's convenient in order to get notified whenever a new vacation is submitted. So what I could do is also build a flow, and I want to build a custom flow. So when a new item is created or added to this, I want to do a custom action. It's just the trigger. So yeah. Say notify me on occasions. Okay. And I want to edit that. So when an item gets created, but I'll just need to add an action. So I'll just say, oh, I already have the notification. So it gives me this send me mobile notification. And probably you could also have this scenario when you're getting emails. So, for example, if there's like an email with an important, let's say, priority, just send me a notification. you heard that my mobile was just beeping all the time, but I don't want this beeping just to continue all the day. I just want to get notified when something important is happening. So this is also you could do with that, but let's say that's notification. So I would say location is added by, and then I'll just put the created display template. I don't want to put a link or something, but you yet again, you could put a link. What I did actually for, not this one, but just go to my flows. I'll just show you what I did, something kind of like more sophisticated, sort of sophisticated. So if I open this up, okay. So I get notified on this and send, and it's a new vacation submitted by the display name. And then if you want to open up this from the notification, you just pass by this and with the ID. Everybody familiar with that? Especially developers, I think that they know. If you pass in the ID with the display form, ASPX with ID, so you get the item, right? So it's a smart way to open up the item in order to check if somebody sends it. And then the label will be the link. Okay. So I'll close this up. Back to the workflow. I'll just put in any link here. Or probably I could just copy that from... Oh, just close this up. No problem. Okay. So I'll put just any link. Or I don't need to provide any link. I'll just get the text. All right. So that's it. Create flow. Oh. So in access environment, what? Oh, I'm creating on preview. Sorry, guys. That's why this is what happens. That's why I have backup. So I'll just delete that. I don't want this. And we're not getting notification. I'll update that. And then done. And then again, back to flows. I just need to turn this on. This one, right? And then back to this one. Okay, only 15 minutes, plenty of time. Okay. New vacation. Just save. Now you should hear my mobile's beeping, as you could tell. And it's also nice with, you could see flow. Anybody could see flow on my smartwatch as well. So it makes it really convenient. So even the nice integration, because it's working, because it's an app available within the mobile. So basically you just turn on notification on a smartwatch so you get notified. Right. So back to my slides. Well, let's go deep dive into Power Apps. So first of all, what we're going to be experiencing is, of course, your laughter, but what we're going to be looking at is the common data model. We're just going to go swiftly on that. See how you could actually build some forms that you could add some stuff and work as an input form for SharePoint, and SharePoint will work as a backend. So let's put this guy out of his misery and just open up. So with Power Apps, it's not opening. No, just open up again. So with Power Apps, we have two platforms you can approach Power Apps from. So we have the web, where you could just access the Power Apps from the web and build your application from the web. And personally, I prefer the Windows app, which is available with Windows 10. So basically, I just open this up and just work my app from there. So this is kind of like introduction to the studio. I've done a couple, and there's also some of them are already there. I'm going to show you one of them, actually. And let's get back to SharePoint right now. So in the context of SharePoint. I want to add an item, but I want that to be from Power Apps. So I just need to call this app. So I'll just call it the Vacations app and then create. It's going to take me then to Power Apps. I'm not doing anything. So I'll just go there and just show you. Just it will work. It will work by itself right now. So it's going to open Power Apps, build the form that you need, the edit mode that you need, and the display form that you need. Come again? I think it's just one less per entity. Because you don't have, if you're working with multiple entities, then you basically need to create a form for each and every one. But it's just in perspective to the default content type that is assigned to the list, just building up those apps. I'm still not doing anything, guys. So it's just... But it's also taking so much time. All right. Okay. So I'll just skip that up. And I'll just open this and just... I'm going to save it. I'm going to show you that in this experience. So I'll just refresh. I should get the Vacations app right in here. So now I download this. Now it's going to open up. So I have from before, I have those vacations from before. And I don't like this. So I'll just exit, and probably I would like to change the I'll just edit that because I didn't like the layout, so I'll just change that. I hope that the demo is not boring, but it's taking so much time from because at home has actually worked faster than this. I'm sorry. Okay, so I think I have something with like more details. Yeah, that's more like it. And then I could right away. Now, I'm still kind of like in the edit mode. I just punched play here. Just right away, I got into it. So if I added something on the database, added something on SharePoint list, I will get it. If you want to add vacations, so... is from to title and then to, but I think I can only add this from Power App. Okay, so it added this and now it should trigger. Yeah, there you go. So it's triggered the flow. Okay, so now we have created this form. It's just in simple steps. We didn't do anything. It just opened up. It's just created everything for us. But now here comes also an important question. What if I want to build my own form that actually initiates a flow at the back end? Can I do that? The question is yes. So I could go to Power Apps and create a new I could choose the other types that are actually available, the integration that is available with Power Apps, but now I'm going to be just sticking with something that is simple. So I'll just choose a form layout. Okay, save. You're still doing good on time. Okay. So what I want to do right now is I want to trigger flow from Power Apps. So I'll just do something very, very simple. So I'll just have not text box, but rather an input box. Text and then input text. And I'm going to have another one as well. Okay. And then a button, probably insert button. Okay. So also, if I want to attach a flow, there's a tab here. Once I click it, it just gets me all the ones, all the flows that I've already defined there. So this is call from Power Apps. I've already done this flow. So it's adding this. But see now what happens. Because now you need to add some code because it's saying call from app, call from Power Apps, and then dot run. It will run the workflow, but you need to supply some parameters. There are available inside flow. We're going to go and see them, but for now we're going to add the text inputs that we have already added. So, oh, sorry. So it's, what is it called? Text input one dot text. And then you're going to have text. Input two dot text. All right. Oh, no, it's not this. It's this. Fine. So as you can see, it actually colored that this is already included as a parameter inside there. And this button is already selected. So it's saying on select for this button, run this. So you could do more sophistication. I'll show you how I'm actually posting the SPS moments from my mobile using Power Apps. That's going to be kind of like the cherry on top of the cupcake at the end. But now we are done with this. So just going to say save. So we're going to say call flow from Power Apps and save. I'll just get back to the flow that we're talking about. Oh, it's not. Yeah. I'm going to go over to flows just to make sure that I'm on the default. Right. Okay. Call from flow. So I'll just open this up. Okay. So what I've added here, this is something that basically you could find with the triggers that are available with Microsoft Flow. So if you want, you just write in Power Apps and then you find a trigger that is called Power Apps. You just click on it. And then I want to send a push notification in that. But notice what happens when I put this in here. It says here, ask in Power Apps. It means that when it wants to trigger that flow, it will ask Power App for the value. So this needs to be included within the function that I've showed you inside Power Apps. Remember, there's two parameters, but I'm using the same parameter here, text and text, and then I supplied link. So let's go and run. Let's go and run this. This is the text gonna be from Power Apps, and this is the link. I don't know, like HTTP. Oh, sorry. www.google.com or whatever. And button. Now it sent the push notification, and I got them on. So now I'm triggering the flow from Power Apps. But what if I want to get notification from Power Apps itself? Is that possible? Well, the answer is yes. So what I would do is just go back to the flow and change the way I'm doing notification. So I'll just go to this one. So I don't need this anymore. Oh, okay. Or probably I'll just keep it. I'll just add another step. I'll just call Power Apps. Okay, so this is Power App notification. This is an action. So I'll just choose this one. All Okay, so who are the recipients for this one? For the recipients, it's two things that you could supply here. It's either the email. You remember, like, you're sending push notification. In a normal mobile app scenario, you can't send notification just all to everybody. You could send notification based on a criteria, like I want to send this user or this user. So in this here, we could add an email. Okay. And then a message. Here is a message. Or at least we could take the title or the text that we have used from the one before. And open an app. You could choose whether to open it inside the app on the mobile or not. Or if you're sending parameters, that needs to be also received at the end of Power Apps. Yeah. That's double W. Okay, so it's updating. It's done. Let's try again. So we go here, then open this up. Do that again. So we should get two notifications. The first one that we got is from Flow, and the second one is from Power Apps. So I got two. So what happens, why would I do that? In which scenario would I do that? The scenario that you would do that is you get push notification and open up the vacation lists item inside Power Apps. So probably if in a more sophisticated scenario, we could do that. But I think that we don't have the time. I did it if I have like 1 hour kind of like time to do for a session, but I won't be able to do that this time. Okay. So back to the demo. Okay, we've already seen that. So we'll move on. So now it comes to the final demo. So I'm going to be connecting to my mobile. It's going to take some time. It's loading up. Okay. I need to sign out, sign in again, because that's why I was just telling you it's not that stable. So I open up the app and it actually didn't open. So I need to type in my password, then I'm going to connect it. Okay, so just disconnect. See my mobile? Not yet. Come on. No, didn't work. Anyways, I'll run the demo from my mobile and I'll just try to show you as much as possible. Okay. So back to my mobile. I created something that's called SPS Moment. I'll just open this up. And what I'll do, I can take pictures for the moments that we're having right now at the SPS, and I will save all those moments that we had at the SPS. And also, you have to smile because I'm posting it to Twitter. All right? I'm just waiting the app to open up. I don't know if everybody could see this, but it's still opening up. So I've took a couple of pictures, and there's Vlad as well. So in one of the pictures, but didn't work. Okay, and then you could just open this up and just you can see what I did. And I'll just go back and I'll just add one. Okay, so now as you can see, that actually is showing me the camera. So I would first I would write SPS Warsaw, and the event date is already chosen, and then click OK. So SPS Warsaw, and then the title, Happy Crowd, I guess. Okay. And the last thing I want to do is just take a picture. Okay. No, just do it again. All right. That's better. So I actually took a picture and now I upload it. Now it's actually uploading, and as you can see, this is got updated because now it's on my Azure BLOB. I've uploaded that, and I'm using an API, and this API is actually just working on Power Apps. So I could just connect that and just upload it to the Azure BLOB. And now, then again, when I save this, you should follow me, and then you could see yourself on Twitter. But it's already on Twitter, by the way. I think I could show you from here, right? That's why we have. Could go just Twitter. No, not Wish. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Manchester United now, so. So is the flow is on? No, it's not on. Sorry, guys. It's not on. It's not on. It's the next photo. But anyways, this one I took it for Serge, what he's doing. I wrote Serge and Isabella taking the stage, and I put a hashtag. But it seems I forgot to put a space, so I said SPS Warsaw, SPS Warsaw. But I did it using this app. But the smart thing that I wanted to show is posting to Twitter is nothing, because you've already seen that the flow does integration. But the thing is, it also that connects to my Azure BLOB. So it actually triggers the flow on the adding for the items on the SPS moment. But also you could connect to APIs, different APIs from Power BI, and that's kind of like the strength of Power BI. Back to this. Any questions? Yes. The licensing and pricing for Flow and Power Apps is... Yeah, it's almost the same. So basically, but that's also if you've been assigned a license. So probably you would have a tenant on Office 365, but if you're an assigned and license, then you would have the default. Otherwise, you would just see the preview stuff, and you could just create more environment. Because I've created an environment, it didn't work on the default environment that I used to have. It didn't work for some reason, I don't know, it didn't work for Power Apps, so I had to create a new environment. And... create a Power App app. Any other questions? Yes.
You mentioned that flow through this might not work sometimes.
Mm.
So how reliable are the support to look out for?
Yeah. Well, that's something that is actually out of our control, because this is actually built on top of Power Apps, just like I said. So not Power Apps, Logic Apps. So, but the way it works like a flow. So if the trigger actually got caught, this is where the action sequence happens. But otherwise, if it didn't caught, just lost forever. You can't do anything. But you probably would be able to rerun the flow from the management studio on the web, if you've seen it. But that's the problem. But if you want to have something reliable, and it's actually the same thing that I've said earlier in this session. If you are doing something for your clients and you want to make sure that this is triggered, you have to do Logic Apps. this is kind of like oriented for business apps. There's nothing kind of sophistication in that. But if you're doing something that more sophisticated, more reliable, I think that you should go for logic apps. Yeah. Any other questions? Yeah. For the time being, I think that the limitations is dependent on the, like, just like I said before, some of the content types are not like available. Like, for example, if you want to do managed metadata against SharePoint, it's not supported. I don't know all the unsupported types that are available, that are there for Power Apps, but I know for a fact this is what you need to take in concern if you're dealing with a SharePoint solution. So SharePoint is basically working as a back-end database for you, and you want to write some stuff. So this is the limitations. But I don't know for the other things, because there are actually hundreds and hundreds of apps that you can integrate with. Just like the same way with Flow. We've seen custom APIs, Dropbox, SQL, stuff on-prem, the common the data model, different stuff. So even if somebody knows from Microsoft, you can't list them in a session. Probably you just, it's working progress. The idea is to, just like I said, to replace the InfoPath, because the InfoPath is dead. So it's be kind of like a robust forms solution. Any other questions? As far as I know, no, because. The way it actually works is kind of like it's not like, you know, it's a web form. It's not like a web form. It's an independent platform that you could just run on a different platforms. So it does not work like, you know, you can build a code to run. So what I did in the example that I made when I took the picture, it actually uploaded it to my Blob store. So in the Blob store, there's where you can inject code in order to do stuff. But other than that, no. Questions? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me show you something. I know what you're referring to. So just quite quickly, I know I've just passed the time, but just quickly. No, not new. This is not what I'm... Sorry. Okay. So there are some applications that are available with Power Apps. You could see how much probably you could build stuff with. So for example, I would show you something that... It's already from Microsoft. So you could build something like that. This is Power Apps. You could do a showcase. So if you want to open up something and just do a showcase, or probably you would like to do a case management form. So the sky is kind of like your limit. Still, there are some limitations for the time being because they're releasing on the go. Whenever there's a batch of changes, they're actually releasing it and they're just tweeting about it. But you could actually build quite good applications, interfaces as well. So easy. This is kind of like a management for properties. So you could just check what are available all. Probably see the clients that you have. Like that. Any other questions? No? So, I would like to take the opportunity to thank you again. Don't forget that there's going to be SPS Oslo. Jeff Tepper is coming. So this is kind of like an open invitation for everybody. Thank you.